A food tour through Portland focuses mostly on the Hawthorne Asylum, a 23-cart pod named after a 19th-century hospital for the mentally ill. Veronica went on the Lost Plate food tour in southeast Portland, met some new people, tried some great local dishes.
Tour guide Michelle runs the Portland side. Her brother, who actually started the business, does the same in China. They're native Oregonians, and the idea is to show visitors what the Rose City has to offer, but also to have locals try some new places.
My theme for like all of the tours is just off the beaten path and go where the locals go. So I don't like to take people to, you know, the top 10 restaurants that you'll find on Google. Like, you're going to go there anyway. You're already going to hear about them. Why not go to an awesome local spot, locally ran, not chain restaurant. Just people who've moved to Portland, made it their home, who are making awesome local food.
My tour included Gladys, Francisco, and Raquel from California, but Kevin and Carrie are locals. They live in Happy Valley. After we stuffed ourselves at the Cartopia food carts, Hawthorne Asylum food carts, the Morrison Market food hall, and Rogue Brewery, I asked everybody what they liked the best.
I liked everything, just the variety. She wasn't kidding when she said we went like all around the world. Now, even though I consider myself to be fairly eclectic in my tastes, I hadn't had African samosas.
So far, I think the Belgian waffle, like I have a major sweet tooth, so that was like delicious, absolutely delicious. And I really like that the whipped cream wasn't super sweet and it wasn't overwhelming. So all of the flavors just really combined and it was really amazing.
On the savory side, the Burmese version of kind of like the pad thai, it was the noodle salad. I'm not exactly sure what the exact name of it was, but I just love that. I love the peanuts. Like Raquel, I loved everything. And on the sweet side, I mean, you could not devour that dessert. The Bavarian cream was to die for. I think this has been a really great experience, even for us locals, to introduce us to things that we may not have otherwise even ventured upon.
You said you work down here, and you didn't know about some of these places, right?
Yeah, I'm Kevin, and I work for New Seasons, but I love the waffle, too, but not because of the whipped cream and the filling. It was the waffle, the texture of the waffle.
We ate and laughed a lot and talked about Oregon.
I understand that Portland gets a bad rap, but every block, there's somebody walking their dog. I went out this morning for coffee, and I saw like four people all walking their dog in one block. We're staying in the Pearl District. You know, you get a lot of small shops, a lot of people that are trying things, a lot of fusion food, so I'm a big soccer fan. I wish I could go to a Timbers game. I'm probably going to come back up whenever the Quakes come up here. Probably get a couple beers thrown at me.
But it would be a Timbers game if you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, as we were walking between the eateries, Michelle gave us some history of the area, and we ran into a local named Bob.
Why did the cowboy get a dachshund? Because he was told, get along, little doggy. What do you call a cow that has just given birth? Oh,
I don't know.
Decaffeinated.
He was a bonus. He wasn't part of the tour.
He wasn't? That was going to say, how much did the jokes cost?
No, right, he was just on the street, and he must have recognized Michelle, our tour guide. And so he just started telling jokes. And I just really enjoy eclectic people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unique people and people who are friendly and they're not afraid to approach you even if you're strangers.
Yeah, that's the Lost Plate.
His jokes were just okay.
Lost Plate food tour. The Hawthorne Asylum. Very cool.